Praise the Lord. This very Sunday is very special. As far as I know and as far as I can remember, since I was born over 5 decades ago, today is the first Sunday when you will have so many cathedrals and the places of worship empty, just only the empty pews. Even the pastors, senior pastors, leadership team aren't there. There hasn't been a Sunday like this for so many of us who are alive today and are witnessing what is going on today. And I thank God that we have the privilege of still holding the service in our various houses, living rooms, backyards, in small groups at the family level in most of the cases. And I'm happy also that here at the Adebayo Villa, we are able to gather together to serve our God, to worship our God, to offer praises unto Him, and to listen to His word, and to intercede together. So in this service today, holding here in our house, I will be speaking on the topic, "Nothing is new under the heaven, but what you make out of it is what is important." Again, the topic is, "Nothing is new under the heaven, but what you make out of it is the most important thing." From the text we read during the Bible reading, that is Acts of the Apostles chapter 18, from verse 1 to verse 10, we discover that the kind of lockdown that is going on in most parts of the world today is not a new thing. It's not the first one since the beginning of human race. In the Acts of the Apostles chapter 18, there was a similar thing when the king issued a decree that everybody must go back to their constituency to be counted in the census. And it doesn't matter what business you are running, where you are. It doesn't matter whether you are the senior pastor of the congregation in the city where you live. The king had ordered that everybody should return to their constituency to be counted in the census. And when you look at it, that wasn't even the first one. When Jesus Christ was to be born, there was a similar decree from Augustus. And the father of our Lord Jesus Christ, Joseph, and Mary, his wife, had to move to their constituency also. And that led to the fulfillment of the prophecy as to where the Lord Jesus Christ was to be born. And looking at the one in Acts of the Apostles chapter 18 also, the incidents, the lockdown, led to Apostle Paul planting a church in Corinth. Now, looking at the present lockdown in most parts of the world, I reiterate it again, nothing is new. But what you make out of it is what is important. The lockdown in the days of Augustus led to our Lord Jesus Christ being born where it had been predicted that he would be born. The lockdown in the days of Apostle Paul in Acts of Apostles chapter 18 led to the preaching of the gospel to the Corinthians, and the planting of the Corinthian church. Now I ask you, this present lockdown, what are you going to make out of it? By the time the whole Ulabalu will have died down, what are you going to? I've made out of it. And I'm going to suggest to you six things that God wants you to make out of this present lockdown, because it is not new. But what you make out of it is the most important thing. Number one thing you should make out of this lockdown is that by the time the whole thing is over, you should come out of it spiritually stronger. Amen. This period should also help you, number two, to get spiritually richer by digging your roots down into the Word of God the more, getting to know God the more, getting to read the books you have not had time to read before, getting to do the research in the Bible you hadn't gotten time to do before, having enough time for meditation in the Word of God. So number one, this lockdown should lead you into getting spiritually stronger. And number two, it should make you spiritually richer. And number three, it should afford you time to pray more. Your quiet time should be lengthened. Your prayer time should be lengthened. It should give you more time to pray. And number four, you should get rid of some traditions that are not based on the Bible and embrace the core of Christianity. If before now you have been thinking that you cannot be holy until you get into the compound of the church building, you cannot be holy until you step into the cathedral or the auditorium where the Sunday service is holding, you should get rid of such tradition. You should begin to practice the presence of God on a daily basis, on an hourly basis. You should understand that the light of God that is in you is not meant to be put under the bushel, but to be shined 24/7. So get into the core of Christianity and de-emphasize certain traditions that has not helped you to develop closer intimacy with God. De-emphasize those traditions. When I say you should get into the core of Christianity, what am I talking about? The core of Christianity are the following. Number one, your relationship with Christ. It matters. That's what you are called into. That's the core of Christianity. That's the heart of the matter. Your relationship with Christ. Grow your relationship with Christ. Stop being a Sunday Christian, spiritual on Sunday, carnal from Monday to Saturday. Let all that stop. Get into the core of Christianity by growing your relationship with Christ Jesus. When I say core of Christianity, what again do I mean? Number two, how much impact the church is having in the society is at the core of Christianity. And this gives us the opportunity now to impact our society, because the church has been decentralized to the home level now. For as long as this lockdown persists, the church is holding at the home levels, in parlors, in living rooms, in individuals, family compound. And this gives us the opportunity to impact the society more. What we have damned and congregated into certain locations called cathedral has now been decentralized into as many buildings as possible in the society. So this is giving us, and it should actually give us, opportunity to impact the society. When I say the core of Christianity, what again do I mean? Number three, I mean the advancement of the kingdom of Christ, which is not based on the cathedral. Advancing the kingdom of Christ has to do with bringing more souls to the kingdom of Christ, raising more disciples for the Lord Jesus Christ, ensuring that the knowledge of the glory of God cover their heart as the water cover the sea. That is what it means to advance the kingdom of Christ. These are the three things at the core of Christianity. And remember, the point we are building is that one of the things we should make out of this lockdown is that we should embrace the core of Christianity and get rid of some traditions that are not Bible-based. The mentality that everything about Christianity is cathedral, is the keyboard in the church. Everything about Christianity is the choir's rope on Sunday. Those are traditions that are not Bible-based. Get into the core of Christianity, beloved. The core of Christianity, your relationship with Christ, the impact you are making in the society, the advancement of the kingdom of Christ. And listen carefully. Gathering together on Sundays are meant actually to strengthen these things we call the core of Christianity. The church gathers on Sunday to be strengthened, to be edified, to be empowered, and then scatter on Monday to various places of work in the society, maintaining our individual relationship with God, making impact in the society, advancing the core of the kingdom of Christ. So gathering together on Sunday is a means, and is supposed to be a means to an end. So, beloved, get into the core of Christianity as a result of this present lockdown. Then the number five thing the Lord wants you to make out of this new thing, which is not actually new, is that you should learn to defend the kingdom of Christ. This is the time when the kingdom of Christ should be established in the compound where you are living. I challenge you, did you gather people in your compound together today for services? They are not allowed to go out. You should have announced yesterday, excuse me, all of us living in this compound, we are going to meet for just 1 hour to worship our God, and either in your parlor or someone's parlor, or in the compound where you are living, you gather other tenants together and you sing together and you pray together and you teach them the word of God. Let this present lockdown stimulate you, engineer you, propel you into defending the cause of the kingdom of Christ. And the number six point I'm going to give you is that let this present lockdown teach you how to be flexible in the hand of God. Don't be too rigid for God. Don't count it a sin that, today we didn't gather together in the cathedral. Today we didn't put on headgear and various kind of cap and gather in a cathedral. Don't count it a sin. Be flexible in the hand of God. Let your joy be that at least in several homes, in several buildings, the church of God held. Hallelujah. In a city where you could count just about 5,000 congregations before, in a city, I tell you today, services here in 10 times of that. In the same city, I'm sure services must have heard in about 50,000 congregations, because every family, every compound, every house turned to a church congregation. I see it as a plus. I see it as something to thank God for. I see it as an advancement. And I tell you, by the time the lockdown is over, you will see what is going to happen. Our cathedrals will get larger. There will be more people worshiping in our congregation, because this time of lockdown will have helped people to grow their spiritual muscle. And I pray for you in the name of Jesus, that in the move of the Holy Spirit in this end time, you will not miss out. You will not get lost, but you will be at the center of what the Lord God Almighty is doing. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Sing this song with me as we round off this message this morning, and as we look up to the Lord in prayers, and as we commit the new week unto God in the place of prayer. And I want you to sing with excitement. I want you to sing with faith. I want you to sing with understanding. I want you to sing it as unto the Lord. The song says we are marching forward. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Amen. Glory to God. We are marching forward, hallelujah, amen, in the name of Jesus, hallelujah, amen. The Lord has taken over, hallelujah, amen. In the name of Jesus, hallelujah. Hey, personalize it now. I am marching forward, hallelujah. Amen. In the name of Jesus, hallelujah. Amen. Everlasting Father, we give you praise, we give you honor, we give you adoration. Your word has said that all things work together for good, for we that love the Lord, and we that are called according to his purpose. So lockdown or no lockdown, things will be working for our good. Amen. Things will be working for our advantage. Amen. This new week we will advance. Amen. This new week we will grow stronger. Amen. This new week we will work stronger. Amen. This new week we will be richer. Amen. Spiritually, even financially, in every aspect of life, the blessings of God will locate us in the name of Jesus. And I pray for you that help we come unto you from heaven above in the name of Jesus. Amen. And I pray for you in the name of the Lord Jesus, you will enjoy divine health. Amen. Divine health. Amen. Divine health. Amen. In the name of Jesus. Amen. And Lord, we ask that you will have mercy on our generation.
Amen.
Thank you, Heavenly Father.
Thank you, Lord.
In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, we have prayed.
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.